"What the hell was that?" she snapped.
I blinked. What the hell was what?
Contradicting me. Talking about Mary Smith as a man. Confusing the issue at this time. I need these people focused, and you need to keep me informed before you start reviving dead issues out of the blue like that.
Dead issues? Out of the blue? We talked about this. I told you my feeling.
Yeah, and we put it away.
No, we didn't put it away. You did. Jean, I know you're under pressure.
Goddamn right I am. This is Los Angeles, not D.C. You have no idea.
I do have some idea.
In the future, if you want me to present at a briefing and avoid any surprises, you should check in with me ahead of time. And try to remember what you said up there about how I caught Gary Sinise and Kyle Craig. I tried to stay calm and even supportive with my tone, but I also wasn't going to cave because of anyone's bullying. Jean gritted her teeth and stared at the floor for a second. All right. Okay. Sorry. And for the record, I'm not saying you need to check in with me. This is your case, but with something so big and unwieldy, there's only so much control you can have.
I know.
She breathed a big sigh, not one of relief, more like a cleansing breath. Then Jean smiled. You know what? How about I make it up to you? You like sushi? You have to eat, right? And I promise we won't talk about work.
Thanks, I said, but I'm not done for the day. Unfortunately, I need to head back to the office from here.
Jean, I don't think this killer is a woman.